From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. American farmers and ranchers were in Washington, D.C. last week to state their opposition to the EATS Act. Several marketing groups say the Ending Agriculture Trade Suppression Act would nullify more than 1,000 state and local agriculture laws in place to protect commodities from issues like invasive pests and livestock disease. The absence of local regulation would create an environment in which foreign conglomerates could rapidly expand across all 50 states. Employers can begin applying for the pilot program designed to improve the resiliency of the food and ag supply chain by addressing workforce challenges. The USDA and other agencies announced up to $65 million in grants available for the Farm Labor Stabilization and Protection Pilot Program. The program will help address workforce needs, promote a safe and healthy working environment for farm workers, and support expanding lawful migration pathways for workers by expanding the H-2A visa program. The U.S. Agricultural Cooperators Conference, held recently in Bangkok, is a cornerstone buyers conference in Southeast Asia, hosted by the U.S. Grains Council, the U.S. Soybean Export Council, and U.S. Wheat Associates. This year's event addressed the pressing global challenges of food security, sustainability, and innovation. USGC's Caleb Worth says broader Asian participation this year was well received by our customers.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.